Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Septimus Heap, Book 2, Flight, by Angie Sage, narrated by Gerard Doyle.
The year before, on the night of the apprentice supper. It is night on the Marram marshes. A full moon shines down on the black waters and illuminates the night-time things who are going about their business. Silence hangs in the air, broken occasionally by the glugs and gurgles of the Quakus, as the creatures that live beneath it make their way to a feast. A huge ship with a full complement of sailors has sunk into the ooze, and the things are hungry. But they will have to fight the Quakus' brownies for the leftovers. Every now and then a bubble of gas throws something from the ship up to the surface, and great planks and spars, covered in a thick black tar, float across the top of the ooze. Nighttime on the Marram marshes is no time for a human being to be abroad, but in the distance, paddling steadily toward the ship, is a figure in a small canoe. His fair curly hair hangs limp in the damp marsh air, and his piercing green eyes stare angrily into the night as he mutters furiously to himself, replaying over and over a fierce argument he has had that very evening. "But what does he care any more?" he asks himself. He is on his way to a new life, one where his talents will be recognized and not passed over in favor of an upstart nobody. As he nears all that can be seen of the ship, a single mast sticking out of the...